Yeah, so I'm actually fighting the champion from Malta, Daniel Sara, who's a tough, tough competitor, and he is the current world champion, so on its own, that speaks volumes.
And what title is it you're going for? Is it the world title?
It is the world title again, yeah.
This is big, big news then.
It is, and on the day, the 14th of December, that the show is happening in the Ulster Hall, it's going to be 11 years to the day that I first became professional world champion.
Yeah.
So hopefully it has a wee bit of a history mark on it.
Billy Murray's here. I always tell people this. When I was in Greece in the late 80s, and the Greek guys in the bar were talking about our sportsmen. Now, they didn't know about George Best, but they knew about Joey Dunlop and they knew Billy Murray.
Well, there you go.
No, seriously, you know, they were all into their kickboxing and everything else, you know, yeah. all the Greek bar men. So, when did you win your world titles?
The amateur one I won was in 87.
Yeah.
And then I turned professional. I went through European and just got myself up in contention for a world title and won it in 89.
Yeah.
At the Ulster Hall here against an American. And we launched this show, Kickmas, on the 12th of September. And it was 24 years the day that I won a world title.
Yeah.
At the Ulster Hall.
Why does kickboxing not get the profile maybe it deserves? Because you guys train and are as dedicated as any other sportsman.
Well,
asking you, you would know. Yeah, you've been a world champion, and you know you weren't exactly carried around the streets. You know,
no, kickboxing. You know, it's class as a minority sport, but you're right, Johnny. Our guys train the amateurs that we have train like professionals. Mm. Unfortunately, we don't get the accolades that other sports giants here get in Northern Ireland. You know, it's unfortunate. Gary's been a featherweight world champion. He's been world champion since 2002, and he's had 3 defenses of his title. He's fought all over the world, just as I have. I mean, I've won 4 world titles of 4 different weights. You know, and Gary's
That's incredible in any sport, you know, really.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. It's just the way, it's the nature of the beast here that we don't get the publicity. It's not as if we don't work hard. We do work hard. We work daily at it, and we fire out all through our social media networks, and we feed the press as much as we can. But come the 14th of December, I mean, I'm hoping it's going to change. I don't know if it will or not, but... along with Gary, I mean, Gary's an incredible ambassador for the sport of kickboxing in this country. He's won every title in the amateur ranks right through to professional, to Irish, to British, European, and world titles. He's fought all over the world now. I mean, all over the world. It's not just in different parts of Europe. He's travelled to New Zealand, Australia, Thailand. You know, I mean, it's just incredible the amount of travelling and fighting that he's done. On the 14th, on our Kickmas show, Gary, do you want to take this? The 14th, who's fighting in this card? It's incredible.
Well, there's a lot of homegrown talent here with a lot of special fighting ability in the kickboxing circles. You know, you got the likes of Ursula Agnew, you got Samantha Robb, who are 2 great talents. Ursula herself is a world champion who's already made a defence of it in the Hilton, I'm near sure, in Belfast here.
Yeah, in Belfast.
You got Big Dar McMullen, the Iceman, and he is a very, very good, tough, hard fighter. I don't think I've ever seen him in an easy fight. And literally, he brings blood, sweat, and tears to the ring. And then you got Davy Foster, who's campaigning for a British title, I think it is.
Yeah, it's a British title. Davy's a father of 5, Johnny. He's 5 girls, and the 5 of them come to support him at the show all the time. He's called an early man. He's fought 3 times for a British title, and this could be his last stab at it, at glory. And he's 33 now, so time's knocking on us. Fingers crossed for him. Yeah, we've got 3. There's 4 world titles on this card. We have 4 world titles from 4 people in Northern Ireland that are fighting for world glory. And it's not just. This is the World Kickboxing Network. It's the biggest kickboxing group in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are recognised titles.
Yeah, it's not some splinter group. No, you know, it's I know not. What you mean. Yeah, this is
the show itself on the 14th is nearly sold out. We have a handful of tickets left at the Ulster Hall. We've got three European title fights, and we've got a British and an Intercontinental title fight. We've 10 fights on the card. The special attraction, apart from Gary and the rest of the guys, we've got Johan Kongola. He's a Swiss fighter. He's an MMA specialist, and he's also a K1, which is like a Thai style fighting.
Yeah.
He's fighting Aidan Brooks from Dublin. Aidan Brooks is a current world champion at a different federation, and the two of them are meeting at the Ulster Hall, and that's going to be sparks. There's flying at that show.
No, I mean, it looks like a great card. No, well, I'm pleased to hear that you say ticket sales are healthy for it anyway, you know. I'd like to see the guys getting some recognition, because I've known you guys for a long time, and I know that the discipline is something you apply in your daily lives, you know, this discipline that you've learned through the sport. And you know, you wouldn't meet a quieter guy than him.
No, that's
you know,
a fact.
and he's a machine. You know, seriously, you know, it's like you see guys, you know, because I saw him one night. He was out in a bar, and you're looking around. You go, of all the people in here, you wouldn't take him to be, you know, the kickboxing monster that he turns into in the ring.
In the corner, drinking orange juice, by the way.
Yes. Oh no! I know. But I mean, I say it's the discipline that the guys and girls instill into their lives, you know, and it's great to see they're getting their reward. There's going to be a big night in the Ulster Hall, you know, that's going to be smashing.
Well, just I want to thank you very much for bringing us on this show and giving us a chance just to air a little bit about kickboxing.
No, and I mean, what age do you have to be to get involved? I mean,
you see, a lot of people think, I mean, kickboxing is about just jumping into the ring. There's a lot of different aspects. There's the fitness side, the self-defense side, and the confidence builder that it gives young kids. We start them at the gym at Pro Kick at 6 years of age.
That young, yeah.
6 years of age is just a nice time to start. You know, there's a lot of different martial arts start them at 2 and 3 years of age. But they're only children. They need to play.
Yeah.
We do, the emphasis in our gym is fun for the kids. It's to have fun, and then the discipline comes in slightly into it and as they get more involved and go through different grades and the set syllabus that we have. So, I mean, if anybody is interested in kickboxing, just look on our website or look on our Facebook page, prokick.com.
Prokick.com. Okay. Well, listen, Gary, Billy, thanks for coming in, lads. And, you know, what night of the week is that?
It's a Saturday night, the 14th of December at the Ulster Hall.
Right. I'm working. I'm raging. Right, okay, listen, boys, thanks for coming in. Good luck, and keep me posted about the results then, okay?
Well, indeed. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.